We're going to be talking kitchens and bath and some of the trends you're going to be seeing. I know you guys were thinking mostly bath, but of course I'm going to throw a little twist on you. Joining me in studio is Nancy Jacobson. And I'm going to get this right this time. Where is my note? Gary Licklider. Am I right, guys?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's correct.
You know, I do it on purpose because we have a tequila drinking game every time I make someone's name butchered.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And Dave likes tequila and so do I, so.
Okay.
We kind of do it on purpose. How are you guys?
I'm good. Great.
Good to have you here in the studio. I appreciate you coming down. Why don't we take this time to introduce you guys? Nancy's been on the show before. Nancy Jacobson, tell us about yourself.
Nice to be here, Frank. I'm the president of Kitchen Design Partners. We're located in Northbrook. And our name, Kitchen Design Partners, is because every project we do, we are partnering with other professionals. So either a general contractor, a builder, an interior designer, or an architect. And then we work as a team. The client, the homeowner, hires each of us individually, so they really get to assemble a personalized team for their project.
That's great. And you work with guys like Gary, right?
Yes. Gary and I have known each other for several years.
Yeah. Gary owns Lamont Kitchen and Bath, and I'm familiar with it. I was telling Gary off air, I used to live in Lamont for a brief moment, a blip of time. And I've driven by, and I think I've even walked into your space many times. Beautiful stuff. How long have you been doing this, Gary?
Opened Lamont Kitchen and Bath in 1988. Been in that same building since then. And we started off in new construction and supplying the builder trade. And then in 1994, flipped a company upside down and went into internal renovations. So we orchestrate the whole project. So we're trying to take the anxiety out of remodeling because people want us to handhold them through everything. So we'll orchestrate everything from with a Gantt chart so they know when we begin and when we end, and whether it's a more simplified project to a more elaborate project.
Guys, I know we're focused a little bit on bath, but are you okay talking about kitchens as well?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of your world.
We both do both.
Yeah, we do both. I think we want to talk about some bathroom things that are
Let's start with bathroom then. Yeah. Let's start there. Overall, what is going? What is coming? What are you seeing staying? And what are you seeing going?
I see a lot of steam units being requested and being installed. Of course, floor warming, towel warmers, textures on shower doors, and actually the impregnating of a sealer on the doors now for the main room. So
texture on shower doors. Stop there. What do you mean by texture on the shower doors?
Like
waving in the glass.
Yeah, like a wing.
Really?
Yeah, because that way, if somebody has a water closet area where we're enclosing that toilet room, instead of putting a wood door on it, we're even putting textured doors on it so that it brings more light into that room and not feel so claustrophobic.
Yeah.
So those are things that people are looking at and in
but not like the wavy glass that's in the sliding glass shower doors, like the old school slide, that kind of slide.
Well, it would kind of look like that, but it's still heavy glass. It's 3/8 to 1/2 inch thick glass.
Yeah.
And then it's not like flimsy, if you want to call it that.
Have you installed any of those automatic smoke out glass like you see in restaurants sometimes?
It's
not cheap.
Cool. No, it's not.
Yeah, but it would be really cool to have in a home. And I've seen them in some higher end homes. That's interesting. That's a nugget of information I did not know about, because we typically, when we're doing the installs and design work, it's usually just straight up big glass enclosed showers, and I haven't had any request for waved glass. Are you doing this a lot in your design practice? Are you seeing it start to trend?
Well, what I'm seeing is texture in different ways. So obviously when you're doing a bathroom, a lot of the texture is in the tile. You know, tile kind of sets the tone for the whole space. So, and I brought some samples. I mean, we all know that a lot of tile right now is very geometric. Mm-hmm. And so bold geometric patterns we're seeing quite a bit. And then those bold patterns need to be balanced with quieter patterns.
Sure.
So tile that looks like wood plank flooring and cabinets and countertops that are a little quieter. I've got a sample here of a white acrylic door that I'm doing with like a tile that looks like a reclaimed wood floor.
So you're contrasting that modern lacquered look with the wood. You brought a lot of whites and grays. Collectively, have you guys seen this being it's kind of become the new norm.
Right.
And I do like it. I am also a fan for pops of color and some variation here and there. But, you know, I think you brought some what looks like some Carrara or some synthetic stone that looks similar to it. or you know, a marble look. I love the herringbone or the yes. chevron design on some of the tiles that you brought in here. But it's stuff that you're seeing in magazines. Where do you see it going from here? Like, you know, because I think we're at critical mass with that look.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's, again, I think it's the new classic. We're not going to, it's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. But where can we go from here if a client wants the next level?
Trends in terms of white and gray, it's getting warmer. So it's not so much the Carrera white classic gray. It's really gray tones that have more warmth to them. So if you look really closely at these tones here, they're not a pure gray.
Sure. A little taupe to them.
This one is a little, right. This here is white and gray. But everything else has brownish tones, and everything is going to get warmer.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems to me like that's how the trends go. You get the cooler trends for a while, and then the warmer. For these kinds of finishes, most of our clients like to be neutral. Mm-hmm. And the pops of color, they can do in a lot of really fun, interesting ways, maybe in light fixtures or
art,
accessories
yeah.
and artwork, you know. But I always say to my clients when they ask me about color, you need to know if you get tired of color or if you're very consistent with the color that you're drawn to.
Sure.
And most people, I think, love color, but it changes. So that's why they kind of shy away from it in their finishes that are permanent.
Definitely. And Gary, so for you, when it comes to cabinetry, mm-hmm. are you seeing the, because I, like right now, if you walk into a home, you know, because not only do I design, but I also sell homes and I'll bring somebody through it. The minute they see a cherry cabinet, a wood cabinet, they're instantly turned off.
Well, I think that's because of the redness of it. I think today, like Nancy's talking about, it's more brown tones. So even if you're doing a stained cabinetry, if it's more toward the brown, you're going to be more apt to like it.
Like a dark walnut or like an ebony?
Not even that dark. It could be, you know, more of I want to say like a sable.
Yeah.
You know, where it's not, it just doesn't have the red hue. If it was back, you know, in the 80s where you had the mahoganies and the reds and the deepnesses of that, it is, you know, too dark for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think that we still do a lot of earthy tones in bathrooms, whether or not, you know, as you say, with the Carrera type of look, we've done where more of their earthy tones, like a travertine, and then when we're doing a shower, we may even insert glass to lighten it up.
So yeah.
But they'll still have that earthy tones to them.
Sure.
But I think that where it's going next, it's still classic. If you be comfortable with your choice, because it may not be in now, but if you've been dreaming about the certain color and stuff like that, do it, because it's going to make you happy.
Sure.
It's your room.
Yep.
And
I say the same things to people. You got to be happy in your space. The only variable to that is if you're designing to sell eventually, there's some other considerations there.
Yeah, and I think that if somebody's doing that, they need to be thinking, in my case, when I'm called in to ask, people ask me that, I say, well, 1 year is hard. You know, if you're trying to do stuff and figure out what you're going to do in just 1 year, I'd rather you renovate and at least stay 3 years so you get to enjoy some of it, and then, you know, you can move it. It's hard to try to just spruce something up and then sell it and feel like you're getting value out of that.
So. Yeah. Got some questions coming in, folks. And if you have questions for my guests here, 312-981-7200. Dave, do we confirm the phone line's working? Or yeah, okay, 312-981-7200. You can text in your questions or call us. I'd be happy to give you some free design advice for your bath and kitchen. Text from the 219, I want to turn my 50s rancher bath into a wet room. Any lighter weight tile on the market these days?
Lighter weight.
Yeah, I'd love a little. Hey, 219 with the text, why don't you call in so we can get some more detailed information on your project and better help you? I just want to clarify what lighter weight means to you. Do you mean a less thick tile? You know?
Yeah, because your ceramics are lighter in weight than your porcelain.
Yes.
And then, of course, natural stone, you know, depending on the thickness of that. But on a floor, it's got to be at least 3/8 to a half inch thick.
Yeah.
Now, you can, years ago, they had the quarry tiles were 3/4 thick, and you got to worry about the span of the joists and things like that. But per square foot, you know, it's still most 2x10s and flooring are going to hold
sure.
up to that.
Do you guys find sticker shock a lot when people come into your, you know, your businesses and say, I want to renovate my bath or I want to rent my kitchen. And then you go through the process there and then you hit them with that number and they're like, their eyes bug out of their head. Yes. Why do you think that, you know, people think it's cheaper than they, you know,
I think it's just not enough information out there.
Yeah.
How do you market the cost in every area?
Right.
You know, so you can go from a $100 faucet to a $400 lav faucet. So that's how varied the cost of a bathroom can be in every aspect of it. So it's not just one product. It's like a tub can be $2,000 or it can be $10,000. Right. It all depends on the choices you make. And everybody's at a different point in time in their life.
Sure.
So you're going to have bathrooms that are going to be costing $25,000 for a kid's bath, let's say, for a 6x10.
Yeah.
Or you go into a large master suite and you want all the amenities and you're going to be up in the cost then.
Do you like to back in both of you? Do you like to back into budgets? Would you rather somebody come to you first and say, hey, I have $20,000 to spend on my bathroom. You know, what can I get for $20,000? Do you prefer that? Or would you rather just let them dream? You work the numbers because maybe you have some deals that you can find. Maybe you have some product that you know somebody has sitting on.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm being joined by Nancy Jacobson of Kitchen Design Partners in Northbrook and Gary Licklider of Lamont Kitchen and Bath. Their website, Nancy's, is kitchendesignpartners.com, and Gary's is lamontkitchenandbath.com. And before the break, we were asking questions about... I was going to go in the direction of door styles, but before we do that, let's take our first caller here. Let's talk to Larry. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, folks. I'm doing well, and you all?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Hey, Larry.
What's your question, Larry?
My wife and I are both, she's hit 70, and I refuse to say how close I am, but she's older than I am, barely. We are looking at doing a little bit of renovations, more a facelift than anything else, and planning on selling our house and moving into a ranch or a condo, something, some 4 or 5 years down the line. Our master bathroom has a jacuzzi tub that we put in 1997. Mm. We turned it on once to make sure it worked, to pay for it. It hasn't been turned on since.
Awesome. great investment.
That's common.
Oh, it was a one. Well, the guy doing the work said that he had a real good deal because his supplier, somebody else had bombed out on it. And we did get a good price on it. My question is, since stepping over a tub into a shower is getting a bit challenging for both of us, would we be making a mistake putting in a shower only in the master bath? We've got two other full baths in the house. I think no, but how powerful a husband's opinion is at home.
I understand, Larry. I do. I sympathize for you.
What I tell people is if you use it, then invest in it. If you don't, let's make it an enjoyable shower for you where you can have a seat in there and you can actually put steam in it and still get some nice health benefits from that. Have the low threshold to get into it as you age so that you don't have to worry about slipping and falling. So I say go ahead and do what you like to do.
And I would add one thing. If your house is the kind of house that you would want to sell it to a family, make sure you have one bathroom that does have a tub. And I think you mentioned that you have two, because families with young children, they really want that bathtub, but it doesn't have to be in every bath. And really the trend is towards larger showers in the master bath. A lot of people are not even putting a bathtub in their master.
What area do you live in, Larry?
Yeah, I think I have grounds to win this argument. I probably won't, but sounds like the pros say it's not a bad idea.
Well, just so you know, we podcast the show, so if you want to just play this back for your wife if she's not listening, it would be a good idea. But like, honey, I heard the show earlier. Might have some good information for us.
Right. I think I'll try that. Thank you very much.
You got
much
it, Larry. Have a good one.
Have a good day.
All right, let's take our next caller. Kathy has been waiting. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. What is your question for our experts on kitchen and bath?
Well, this question is for Lamont Kitchen and Bath. I follow them on Facebook. Love all the photos of everything they've done. But we just recently moved to Indiana. We have a unfinished basement, pretty much a blank space, and we would like to put a wet bar down there with a nice countertop and cabinets. And I was wondering if Lamont Kitchen and Bath did things like that.
We do. It's not our specialty, but we are involved right now with a full basement renovation where we're building out the space for a past client's son. So, yes, we do that.
Any specific needs in that room, Kathy? When you say wet bar, are you thinking like a high bar or just a sink with, you know, beverage center?
Well, we want like a full bar. We have a big family, and I would like a lot of cabinets for storage, for glassware, a wet bar, you know, just to wash all the stuff down there. You know, but I want some good quality cabinets, and I know that, you know, certain places you have to go to get that.
That's nice to hear, right, Gary?
Thank you.
Yeah, Kathy, and I think, you know, I was just, I'll speak for Gary. I was having this conversation with off air. I'm like, who do you use for cabinetry? And it was none of the names I typically hear, which I like because he's using some great craftsmen in Indiana to make his product. And they're not, it's not, you know, what did you say, Gary? What was the word you used? It's not your typical competitive product.
Yeah, it's not a name brands.
Yeah.
You know, in our industry, name brands is hard to recognize. There's not enough information out there, and I think with the Senda Design Group that we're associated with, where you can buy products at better pricing so we can be competitive with bigger name brand companies. Also with the NKBA, the National Kitchen and Bath Association here in the Midwest chapter that we're both associated with. I think there's good products around everywhere. It's a matter of dissecting what the homeowner's looking for and then fitting them products to with their budget to say, hey, these are the products that are going to best serve you, and then put the overall project together and then fit inside that range.
Excellent. Kathy, give Kathy a way that she can get a hold of you. Is it email best or a phone number?
Yeah, Lamont, you can go to Gary@LamontKitchenAndBath.com, or you can go to info@LamontKitchenAndBath.com, or, of course, call us, you know, at 630-257-8144.
There you go, Kathy.
And great. Also, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
One thing I always tell my clients, since we opened, we've always told everyone that we have a commitment to selling only American-made cabinetry. The reason for that is that in the United States, there are virtually thousands of wonderful cabinet makers. Mm-hmm. Only a few really have the marketing budget that people know their names. And there are so many out there that make beautiful products.
Sure.
And like Gary said, we have access to them. And so you can get kind of a something special product, but it may not be a name that you've heard on TV.
Sure. Let's take as many calls as we can. Jean, thanks for holding, buddy. What is your question?
We have $35,000 to remodel our kitchen, and we did it about 32 years ago, and we have to redo it. What's the best way to go about it?
Well, I would say speaking to somebody like Nancy or Gary to get a game plan together, and then visit Gary in his showroom and talk about really, you know, where is your biggest interest. But I'll let Gary, you know, I'm selling your company here, Gary.
Well, that's great.
Go ahead,
you,
man.
we just want to sit down with you and talk about the overall scope of your project.
I mean, are we dreaming with $35,000, or do you have to do bigger?
Does that include appliances or just for cabinetry and countertops?
Well, we'd probably get appliances on our own, you know, get that part, you know, but no, floors, cabinets, sinks, countertops, all that stuff.
Kind of depends on the size of your kitchen, really.
Yeah, there's...
It's not real big.
Yeah, and it's, for example, if you had hardwood floors, you could just, the cost of just refinish them are a lot less than ripping out ceramic tile and putting in porcelain tile. So
We don't have hardwood floor. We have vinyl linoleum.
Yeah, so
that's not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, so if you say, "Hey, I like that material," and you want to stay with a material like that, could possibly do it. But if you go into porcelain tiles and stuff like that, 35 may not be enough. It all depends on the overall quality of products that you're going to choose. You could pick a granite countertop that's not an exotic granite or a quartz product, because those products are going to cost you a lot more money. You have to pick products that are going to fit within that budget. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, for example, if you had soffits in the house and you wanted to tear out the soffits and make the cabinets bigger, and you keep wanting those type of things, that may not be sufficient for your budget then.
Yeah. But we already tore out soffits, so
that's kind of, you know, basically it's just all the other stuff. It's just kind of filling in the blanks, I guess.
The best thing to do, Gene, is probably, because we're running out of time here, is go visit Gary and you know, maybe Nancy at the same time. Figure out a game plan. Really, you know, prioritize where you want to spend that money, and these guys can definitely help you do that. Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks for your help.
You got it. All right, folks. Unfortunately, we got to wrap things up a little early today. We'll be back next week. Dave, what's our schedule next week? I know it's
next
a short
week,
one.
We will be here from 1 to 2:30.
A little bit longer. That's good. And folks, for those emailing and texting in, you can always drop us an email, frank@frankfontana.net. If there's any questions, I can get them over to these guys. If we missed, I know there's a couple texters with some questions here, and I wanted to kind of run through some quick questions with you guys, but we ran out of time. Okay. Maybe we could do it on social media.
Sure.
Great. Keep it going on there.